Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
In its ruling, the state's appellate court lifted an order requiring the McHenry County Health Department to provide COVID patient names and addresses to emergency dispatchers, who would then alert first responders if they were called to the home of someone who had tested positive. The court, in its decision, said the health department could share that information with police, but was not mandated to. The McHenry County Health Department initially refused to give the names of COVID patients, citing privacy concerns. That prompted a lawsuit by several law enforcement agencies, including the McHenry County Sheriff's Department. A similar suit was filed and then dropped by the sheriff in Lake County. In the western suburbs, Julie Mann, News Radio 105.9 FM.